The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight, it's the best of Texans Late Night. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu.
Welcome to the best of Late Night, Texans Late Night in the NRG Stadium Fan Cave. Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu with you. How are you doing tonight?
Great. It's very quiet. Our fans are on a bye week, too. So it feels a little weird, just me and you, with no cheering.
We do have the crew here. There are people actually shooting this thing. Yay. All right. Great job, guys.
We cheer for them.
Yeah. And so we went plausibly live with all this stuff. But we have a great show with some of the best of all the years we've been on Late Night here, Texans Late Night at NRG Stadium. All right. It's been one season, maybe just half a season. But we did give the audience the week off. I think they deserved it. They've been yelling very loud.
They've worked hard. Yes. They need to give a rest to their voices and rest up for next week.
All right. So a lot of goodies coming your way. As you know, we do play a lot of games here on Texans Late Night. We're going to get to those. But interview segments, really the meat and potatoes of the show. So in this segment, you're going to hear some best of. Kareem Jackson was on previously. And we start out with Brian Cushing, who undergoes some sort of incredible Hulk type of transformation. Take a look.
So we see you every day. You're usually like this, but we saw a little bit of your pregame huddle speech. And we want to know when that transformation occurs from this Brian to the Brian on the field that's like really intense, never tired, look at me for inspiration, that guy.
You know, probably when we get on the field. Probably when we get on the field, you feel the electricity, you feel all the emotions and you know, just the overwhelming feeling from the fans, and it's a lot of energy in that building. You know, even when I get to the stadium that day, I'm still very calm, relaxed, and just excited to play. It's a very energetic feeling the entire day, just knowing that, you know, we're playing football, having a lot of fun. And that's what you play for. You know, but for the most part, the whole switch, I guess you can say, happens pretty much when we go out for pregame.
What are your special pregame routines? Like what kind of music you might listen to or food you might eat or any superstitions you might have, that kind of thing?
I don't think there's too many superstitions. I just like a good warm-up, a good pregame routine. You know, I've been getting a pretty good schedule with some of the trainers. I get to the stadium always early. I just try to eat well, try to eat healthy, and as far as music, kind of anything goes, whatever I'm really feeling that day. So it's, you know, just feeling it out, very passionate. It brings a certain part out of me that, you know, is very unfamiliar to some people. And, you know, my mom will watch my mic'd up, and she'll say, that's not my son, you know. So I think it's a certain passion it brings out of me. It's something I love to do. You know, obviously there's some motivation now, though, having two boys and being able to play for them and a wife and you know, all my family as well. You know, but at the same time, I'm going to play the same regardless of anything.
All right. Now, we have this, right? Last week, we modeled some of this stuff, your clothing line. Now, what inspired you to do this, Kareem?
You know, just something different, you know, out here in Houston, you know, it kind of had the Houston feel, you know, you can wear that to the rodeo or to a game or, you know, wherever you choose to wear, you know. With that one there, you know, with the V-neck for the women.
Right.
You know, couldn't have any men's shirts and not do women's shirts.
No.
So, you know, it
definitely
won't hear the end of that. And
it's like the late night intro, actually. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
You were voted best dressed by your teammates last year, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You just happened to forget that?
Well, this is obviously important to you. Let's look at some photos of Kareem Jackson entering the building on game day and some of the threads you wear. Okay, here, obviously, at Tennessee. So what's this suit about?
I actually can't see the stripes in there, but you know, for me, I just have to feel whatever I'm wearing. You know, when I'm going through it the night before, you know, picking out something I'll wear, you know, it's something that I just have to feel it, you know, in my heart that, okay, I'll feel good when I wear this. Or, you know, I'll definitely like this combination together. But that's pretty much how I pick out what I'm wearing. But I'm a guy that, you know, I wouldn't say anything's off limits, you know, but I wouldn't, you know, just put a crazy combination together like some of these guys are doing.
It's got to make sense.
Yeah, it definitely has to make sense. It has to make sense.
Tell us about the bag.
I mean, I think that bat is pretty self-explanatory.
But, not to me, actually.
I mean,
not to Mark.
We had the What's in Your Locker segment last week. You said you had a knockoff dot kit, right? That kind of thing. But that bag looks like the real deal.
Yeah. Traveling, I think you have to have a nice bag that you can travel with, carry on luggage. So, for the games and stuff, I think pretty much every guy in the locker room has a nice bag that he travels with.
It's Texans Late Night, the best of. We're recapping our favorite moments from this season. Lots more to come. Coming up, Whitney and Mark both talked about the Nene. We all know what the Nene is now, right? And also the player that challenges DJ Swearinger's fashion when he arrives here on Texans Late Night. All that coming up and more. Texans Late Night, best of.